Preparing for emergencies in Arctic waters. Welcome to Changing Arctic, a program about dramatic transitions underway in the far north. I'm Tim Ellis. Coast Guard Rear Admiral Mike McAllister had to hit the ground running last month when he assumed command of Alaska Area District 17 in order to take over planning for a large field training exercise to be held in Alaska next month called Arctic Chinook. The exercise is intended to prepare the Coast Guard and other federal, tribal, state, and local agencies to jointly respond in case a cruise ship runs into trouble in waters off Alaska.
Practice our collective response to what we call a mass rescue operation, or getting people safely off of a cruise ship along the western coast of Alaska.
Arctic Chinook will begin August 22nd, a day after a real cruise ship, the Crystal Serenity, will be pulling out of Nome Harbor with more than 1,000 passengers and about 600 crew members aboard. That ship isn't involved in the exercise, but the Coast Guard's been working separately with the company that owns it for more than 2 years to help prepare it and its crew for a voyage around Alaska and through the icy waters of the Northwest Passage along the northern Canadian coast.
We're satisfied that there's been adequate safety measures put in place to prevent something bad from happening.
The training exercise scenario calls for responders to evacuate some 250 people from a simulated ship in distress off northwestern Alaska to Tin City, an old Air Force surveillance station located at the westernmost tip of the Seward Peninsula. There, they'll be evaluated, treated, then transported, mainly to Anchorage.
There's no guarantees in our business, and so we also have to be ready to respond.
McAllister says Arctic Chinook's part of an ongoing series of exercises the Coast Guard's conducting to prepare for increasing maritime traffic off Alaska due to shipping lanes opening up as sea ice melts and recedes because of the warming climate.
It's kind of a campaign plan for the Coast Guard to experiment with how we're going to operate in the future, in anticipation of those waters being more accessible in the future.
The Crystal Serenity sets sail from Anchorage on August 16th and is scheduled to arrive in New York City on September 16th. I'm Tim Ellis.
Changing Arctic is a production of KUAC and the University of Alaska Fairbanks. Our production engineer was Tyler Miller. Our theme music was composed by Emerson Eads. More information at KUAC.org.